And we've got this product called Bitrex. Now, just explain to us what this is.
This is the bitterest substance known on Earth. It was discovered in the 50s in Scotland, and it was originally used to stop tail biting in pigs.
Really?
Because it's completely harmless, but it tastes so disgusting.
So it's originally designed to stop pigs biting the tails of other pigs.
Well, it was used. I don't know whether it was originally designed, but that was how it was used to start with. And then there was this realization, you know, if it tastes that disgusting, you know, how could it help to actually stop poisoning?
So what do you do with it? How's the product used?
It's added. Companies that produce products have a little bit of Bitrex added to their products.
So the minute it gets on the tongue, you go, ugh, I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yes.
Right.
Do you know, even a teaspoon in a kind of an Olympic size, you could taste a teaspoon of Bitrex in an Olympic size swimming pool.
Really? Really? Well,
that's how
in which case, I'm so delighted that producer Tom is going to do this test now. And Tom has got this strip of paper. We talked about it earlier. Describe it to us, Tom.
So this is a white strip of paper with five red dots vertically down it that say...
And each dot has got a taste of Bitrex.
Yeah, it says contains Bitrex. Now, I've read the instructions sheet, Stuart, and this is medically required.
Mm.
That's the sound of a sweet wrapper.
It's because
with a chocolate in it.
Because he's got three chocolates, Henry. That's why he's volunteered to do it.
And you need three chocolates.
Really?
You really do.
I don't wish to be stereotyped here, but you say it was invented in Scotland. Was it invented by someone who is female? Because the fact that chocolate is the neutralising agent for it is highly convenient for me. Now, I've unwrapped my three chocolates.
Sounds very likely, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Right, no. So you've got to moisten your tongue. So
here we are. Tom is now moistening his tongue. Special agent, Tom Percival.
Are we ready?
I told you, special agent.
Here we go.
Mission to get underway.
Three,
here.
Two,
here he goes.
One.
He just licked one of the
red
dots.
Oh, my goodness me.
Is that... Can you describe it?
Oh, God, no, I can't. It's absolutely awful. It's like... imagine if you could taste the smell of burnt hair. It's something akin to... Oh, my... Oh, and it just...
If you get worse, he's having to have a drink now as well.
Yeah, it's intensifying. The water makes absolutely no difference. I'm going to have to eat a chocolate.
Eat your chocolate, Tom. Eat your chocolate. Well, I talked to Henrietta about this. And this is used widely now, Henrietta, is it?
It is. It's used in a lot of household products. It's used in things like antifreeze, lots of gardening products. So the advice is for parents, you know, look for products containing a bittering agent. Obviously, things, you know, lots of products have what are called sort of child-safe tops. But they, you know, they're useful, but they, some children are incredibly good at opening those, you know, those child. So they're not actually child-resistant.
Are you on to chocolate number two or chocolate number three?
Chocolate number three.
Gosh, he's quickly moved to the third chocolate to get rid of this horrible taste.
Oh,
I tried it again on Friday and I'd forgotten just how horrible it is, and I certainly consumed three chocolates and I had about six cups of tea and I could still taste it by the end of the day.
And Tom is a man that survives a Friday night curry quite regularly, so it must be pretty bad.
tasty.
So how are we doing, Tom?
It's just starting to... No, you think it's subsiding and it's just not. It's like it's burnt onto the inside of my mouth. And in fairness, that must put children off from consuming anything.
And you wouldn't want to go and kiss your girlfriend after this, then?
Thankfully, I'm single, so...
he said quickly.
People don't think that, you know, children... You know, you see, you know, products by the side of the toilet, you see these sort of cleaning products, and you go, ugh, you know, what child would actually swallow those? But it's amazing what children, and even some adults, have swallowed.
Where can we find out more about it, Henrietta?
Well, if you go to the Child Accident Prevention Trust website... which is CAPT.org.uk. There's lots of hints and tips, information about Child Safety Week, and links to finding out more about Bitrex.
Henrietta, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. I said Tom was a special agent. We've just been talking to Bond. Henrietta Bond.
And Tom is very brave. Thank you, Tom.
Don't tell him that. We'll never hear the end of it.